Now I will hand over to His Excellency Mr. Ivo Orav, head of the EU delegation.
Good morning, Minister Kralev, Ambassador Ivan, Mrs. Saprova, ladies and gentlemen. Today is 9th of May, Day of Europe. There are a lot of events today in Skopje and in other cities of the country to celebrate this day. And this is my great pleasure to start this day in this event to take part in the policy forum dedicated to the active European citizenship. I would like to congratulate the British Council and other organizations that have formed part of the Empowering European Citizens project. The project was funded through the Europe for Citizens program of the European Union for organizing and hosting this forum, this policy forum. The forum is of significance for encouraging debate and reflection on the basis of European values. Ladies and gentlemen, European Union programs, including the Europe for Citizens program, are powerful drivers for development of individuals and institutions. They are recognized as a fundamental building block for human and institutional development and one of the strongest instruments for increasing opportunities offered to the citizens by the European Union. The program provides opportunity to promote active European citizenship. It puts the citizens in the center and offers them the opportunity to fully assume their responsibility as European citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, good progress is being made as regards the country's participation in the program. New Europe for Citizens programs have been launched, including town twinnings, structural support to civil society organizations, and funding for joint projects and others. All of this have led to an environment in which civil society, municipalities, and citizens work together in pursuit of sharing European citizenship. By active European citizenship, we mean a citizenship that is active in exchanges and debates beyond national borders, reflects and promotes European basic values, encourages ethnic and religious harmony and cross-cultural understanding, strives for integration into the society and takes an active part in social, cultural, economic and political affairs. It is in this light that the project provided networking across Europe and the ability to think as European citizens. With this project, we have trainers and community activists that are trained to implement aspects of the European citizenship. 2013 will be the European Year of Citizens. The better the men and women of the Europe understand their rights as EU citizens, the more informed decisions they can take in their personal lives, and the more vibrant democratic life in Europe can be at all levels. This is the vision for the European Year of Citizens 2013. I believe that with today's forum, we all will have a chance to be better informed on the need and necessity for participation of citizens, professionals, and institutions in the debates that concern decision-making processes on the lives of the citizens of Europe. At the end, I would like to encourage all of you to continue to apply for the European Union programs and to advance greater cooperation among the citizens of Europe. Thank you very much for your attention.